Next patient is Richard Sagar. Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, Sagar is S-A-G-A-R. S as in Sam, S-A-G-A-R, Sagar. G as in George, S-A-G-A-R. Date of birth, 11/5/47. Date of visit, 3/3/25. Please make copy for Jonathan Skrenok, M.D. Skrenok, S-C-H. I'm sorry, S-C-R-E-N-O-C-K. S-C-R-E-N-O-C-K. Jonathan Skrenok, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Jonathan, thank you for sending Richard Sagar for pulmonary evaluation. Now, chief complaint is recent history of pneumonia and recurrent bronchitis. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 78-year-old male who had a car and chest congestion, was found to have pneumonia in December 24 and was noted to have a viral infection. With the bronchitis. The patient was informed that he had the flu virus and he completed a course of antibiotics for pneumonia. And a chest x-ray and the patient has had no recent chest x-ray. He presently has no cough but has some tightness in the upper chest with mild wheezing and denies any fevers or chills or night sweats. He has lost some weight. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypothyroidism and no prior history of COPD. He has diabetes mellitus and a history of hypothyroidism. And history for prostate cancer. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked half a pack per day for 15 years and then quit. Alcohol use occasional. Is presently retired. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, family history, father died of heart disease, mother had history of hypertension, and died of old age. Next, system review. The patient has had weight loss, no glaucoma or cataracts, no hoarseness or sore throat. He has shortness of breath and occasional cough and no wheezing. And denies nausea but has heartburn and no diarrhea or constipation. Yes, occasional chest pains, no calf muscle pains. And then his legs swelling. And has anxiety attacks. He has easy bruising. And he has joint pains, muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, but has numbness of the extremities. And has skin rash with itching. Next, med list included lorazepam, 1 milligram, PRN, levothyroxine, 100 micrograms daily, and zolpidem, 10 milligrams at HS. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 135 by 80, pulse 85, respiration 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 154, saturation 96. HG&E norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal cavity matters, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fills are clear. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masnuria, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no. No edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexes of the breast with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. History of pneumonia and chronic dyspnea. Number two is possible rheumatoid arthritis. Number three, diabetes mellitus. And number four is hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest to evaluate him for any lung nodules. Also get a complete pulmonary function study to evaluate him for obstructive lung disease. He will have a CBC, ANA, RA factor, anti-DNA, and a hemoglobin A1C level, and he was advised to use a Ventolin, HFA, inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, and a follow-up here in approximately 4 weeks. Oh, can you please add in the final diagnosis, number 6, is prostate cancer. Prostate cancer, number 6. Okay. Thank you. Follow up in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Coffee with Jonathan Skrenock, S-C-R-E-N-O-C-K. S-C-R-E-N-O-C-K. Thank you for this consultation.